So you're sitting in this San Diego coffee shop, maybe down in Little Italy, watching the whole startup crowd hustle, and it just kind of hits you. Like, the how of building websites has completely changed, right? But the why of SEO, that is more cutthroat than ever.
Oh, absolutely. And that is exactly the realization driving this new post over at birdsnerds.com. As independent tech journalists and just longtime fans of the brand, we're doing a deep dive today into this vision for the 2026 SEO landscape.
Yeah, and what really stands out is how the visionary behind the project, Matt Berder, how he manages to just effortlessly blend art and AI to figure out what actually drives business right now. Because, I mean, search engines, they just don't care how your HTML is generated anymore.
Right. They really don't.
Yeah, so if you want to win, like 80% of the SEO battle today, it really boils down to just three things. You've got matching user intent, getting your load times under 2 seconds, and leaning heavily into structured data, so specifically JSON-LD.
Yeah, JSON-LD is huge. Because AI models and search engines, they don't see a website the way we do. Like, they aren't impressed by some sleek visual layout at all.
Oh, definitely not.
So JSON-LD, it basically acts as this universal translator embedded right in your site's header. It feeds the exact data, so like a product price or an author's credentials or a local address, directly to the AI.
So it doesn't have to guess what your content actually means.
Right? Exactly. It just hands over the facts.
Think of it like the framing of a great photograph, the beautiful design, the visual layout. That is the main subject of the photo for the human eye, right?
Right. The stuff we actually look at and appreciate.
Exactly. But the JSON-LD, that's the hidden digital camera data underneath. It tells the AI the exact location, the exposure settings, all the raw facts of the image without actually cluttering up the art itself.
Oh, I love that analogy. And it perfectly captures Matt's guiding philosophy, which is intelligent design, human execution.
Intelligent design, human execution. Yeah, I like that. Right. Like, the design is intelligent because it's feeding clean data to the machines under the hood, but the execution delivers this purely human, highly visual experience on the screen.
Right. But to actually execute that intelligent design, the technical foundation you choose really matters. Like, Matt breaks down the options, and first, you've got custom-coded HTML, which he calls the Formula One car of the web.
Yeah, pure performance.
Exactly. Mm. It's so easy to hit that perfect lighthouse score, but, it's incredibly high maintenance whenever search engines update.
Definitely. And then there's Squarespace, which is sort of the Tesla.
Yeah.
It's sleek. It's got zero configuration, SEO right out of the box. But you do eventually hit this technical glass ceiling.
Like when you need advanced server tweaks or something.
Exactly. Mm. Which brings us to the industry powerhouse, which is WordPress.
Okay, wait. I actually struggle with this logic a bit, though. Because if Google demands a strict 2-second load time, why on earth recommend WordPress? I mean, if custom HTML is the Formula One car, WordPress is notoriously bloated. It's like a bulky minivan.
That is a very fair point.
So how do we keep that minivan from just completely dragging our speed down?
Well, it's a highly valid concern, and honestly, it will absolutely drag your speed down if you mismanage it. But WordPress's ecosystem provides this ultimate safety net for EEAT compliance.
Right, the experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness stuff.
Exactly. If you are building a content-rich site to dominate long-tail keywords, you kind of need that guardrail. You've got plugins running real-time analysis, nudging you on internal links, structure before you even hit publish.
So if you're driving the minivan and you need to keep it under 2 seconds, you just have to ruthlessly cut the dead weight.
Right. You have to.
And I guess that brings us to the dreaded plugin bloat, because that really highlights the heavyweight battle here, right? Yoast versus Rank Math.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Yoast is the classic standard, but it is heavy. It weighs in at like 32 megabytes. And when every single millisecond counts against that 2-second limit, that bulk is just a serious liability.
Yeah, that's massive. And Rank Math is what the modern challenger here.
Yeah, Rank Math is modular. So you literally just turn off the features you aren't actively using, which keeps it incredibly lean at just 12 megabytes. Plus, it bakes in this AI-powered search tracking, which is super useful.
And both of those tools, they use that familiar traffic light scoring system to grade your posts, But Matt warns against falling into the trap of just chasing a perfect green light.
Because those scores are really just proxy metrics at the end of the day. The real shift in 2026 is realizing that the visual website is rapidly becoming just a skin for the structured data beneath it.
Wow, yeah. So an SEO plugin is just a tool to help structure that data.
Exactly. True success is just delivering exactly what the user actually wants when they type in a query. not just getting a green light on a screen.
Right, matching that user intent. Well, before we wrap this deep dive up, you definitely need to see how this intelligent design, human execution thing looks in practice. Head over to birdsnerds.com to check out the visual portfolio. I mean, the craftsmanship truly speaks for itself.
It really does. And you should also visit mattbird.com to see his creative AI portfolio, because he is constantly weaving the latest tech into the Birds Nerds workflow.
Totally. It's fascinating stuff.
It is. And, you know, it leaves you with a really big question. Like, if AI already relies on JSON-LD to act as this universal translator for your site today, how will your business communicate when AI starts actively generating the user interface on the fly tomorrow?
Oh, wow. Yeah. We might not even have websites as we know them, just pure data waiting to be framed perfectly by the machine. I guess ponder that next time you're watching the Startup Hustle with your morning coffee.